St. Luke chapter 2.
A day's journey. And they sought him among their people and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all they that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. He said unto them, How is it that he sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Don't leave him behind. We see in this passage something that probably if it was in our time, in our days now, these parents would be charged with neglect or abandoning a child. For the scripture said that Mary and Joseph wist not or know not that Jesus tarried behind. They went up to Jerusalem for a good cause. They went up to celebrate the feast of the Passover. And I want to ask today, during our recent celebration, was Jesus among us when we celebrate? For you see, the reason why we have Christmas, or there are two reasons, two very important reasons why we have Christmas. And they are recorded in scriptures. The reason why we have Christmas and we have such celebration. For in Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's reason number one why we have Christmas, or we celebrate Christmas. Reason number two is also in Matthew chapter 1. Verse number 23. Behold, that virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So reason number one why we have Christmas is because Jesus came to save his people from their sin. So the name Jesus means Savior. in our celebrating Christmas, we took Jesus out of our celebration, we are celebrating the wrong event. For he came to save his people from their sins. And if we do not acknowledge that he is Emmanuel, which is God with us, if we take these two out of our celebration, then our celebrating Christmas is in vain. We must at all times bear in mind that there would be no Christmas without a Savior who came to save his people from their sins. There would be no Christmas unless there is an Emmanuel who has condescended to be with us. So here are the parents. They went up to this very important celebration, and we are not told what took place while they were there. But we are told that after the celebration, they headed back home. And we don't know if we want to say they were careless or not. But they left Jerusalem without the Emmanuel being with them. And I wonder how many times we have gone about celebrating, yet Emmanuel is not with us. The reason for the celebration is that God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. So they went up to celebrate the feast of Passover, which was required of them. But after the celebration, something happened. They headed home without Jesus. Look at what Luke said happened. Let us read again the verse. Verse number 23 of Luke chapter 2. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. And when I read this, I think of my own family. I think of Dwayne and Nisi and the children. When on vacation, and after they have enjoyed themselves, they decide to head home and leave Gabby behind. Leaving Gabby behind. And we will say, how could they ever do something like that? How could it ever happen that they don't know that Gabby is with them? Is not with them. How could Mary and Joseph didn't know that Jesus was not with them? But there is no difference then and now. Because many a times we go about, as I said, thinking that Jesus is with us when he is not. It is very important for us to understand that the celebrating of Christmas means that Emmanuel is with us. That Jesus came to save his people from their sins. Not only did they not know that Jesus was not with them, but look at verse number 44. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. How could this be? How could they have gone a day's journey not knowing that the Messiah, that the Emmanuel, is not with them? For Mary took note of every action of Jesus and everything that was said about him. Right down through the scriptures, we understand that Mary kept those things and pondered them in her heart. But at a crucial time, here are these two parents traveling, not knowing that the Messiah is not with them. I ask of you today, as you take this journey in 2018, do you know where the Emmanuel is? Is he with you? Or you have left him behind from the 25th of December? So they, supposing it, it's a very dangerous thing to live supposing that, when you can know without a doubt that the Messiah, that Emmanuel is with you. You can know, you can have the assurance that God is with you. So there is no need to suppose. Well, I suppose that it won't work. You have to know without any shadow of doubt whether he is with you or is not. For if he is not with you, then you are heading the wrong way. For he's the one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So here are his parents, supposing that he was with them. Not only that, look at where they were searching for Jesus. They're supposing him to have been in the company, not in their company, but in the company. That means he may be among others. Maybe he is among others. They should know without any shadow of doubt where he was. And so it is in our time. We are always looking for the Messiah in the wrong place.
Amen.
We are always looking for him in the crowd. I want to tell us that the crowd is not always right. The crowd is not always doing the right thing. So if you are looking for the Messiah, you have to look for him at the right place. Not necessarily in the crowd, because most time the crowd is minding their own business. No time for the Messiah. So I encourage us as we embark on this new year, don't leave Jesus behind. Don't suppose that because I'm in this company, I'm in this crowd, that he is with you. No, you have to know without any shadow of doubt that he is with you. So what happened? And they went a day's journey and sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. Where are you looking for the Messiah today? If you leave him behind on the 25th of December, you still have time to find him.
Amen.
You still have time to find him. So, and they found him not. They returned back to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him. Now look at the contrast. They went one day and they discovered that he was not with them. But they had to travel 3 days. They had to go back 3 days to find him. I don't know for how long you've been traveling without Jesus in your life. But this is the day when you can change that. Whether it's 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or whatever time it may be, that you have been traveling without knowing that Jesus is with you, you can know today.
Amen.
If you would open up your life to him. So they went one day, not knowing where he was, and it took them 3 days to find him. I'm happy to say today that whether you have spent a number of years without the Messiah, I'm happy to say if you are looking for him today, he can be found. He's here right now, here to meet your needs, here to set the captive free. Jesus is here right now. So, 3 days journey back to the beginning. When it only took them one day to discover that he was not with them, it took them 3 days to find it. My beloved brothers and sisters, friends, let us not waste our time this new year. Let us count our days. As the songwriter said, count the years as months. Count the months as weeks. Count the weeks as days. For any day now, any day now, we'll be going home. And it is sad if we should go home leaving Jesus behind. It is sad when he came to set the captives free. He came to give us deliverance. He came to dwell among us. And we should leave and leave him behind. It will be a sad, sad time for us. So the good thing is that they traveled 3 days to find him, and they did find him. The fact is, if they had paid careful attention, either they would not have left Jerusalem at the time, because Jesus was about his Father's business, and they should be taken up with what Jesus was interested in doing. So they would have been with him and not gone a day's journey without him. Or Jesus, they would compel him to come with him. But I doubt that would happen. So the best thing I can think of is that instead of leaving Jerusalem without Jesus, they would have stayed behind Jesus until he had accomplished what the Father has sent him to do.
Amen.
They went to celebrate as God required to celebrate the Passover. But Jesus had other things that his Father wanted him to do. So he remained behind. Never run ahead of Jesus. Never try to make it without Jesus. It will end up in failure. They failed because Jesus was not with them. They failed because they were not careful to know that the Messiah is with them, or that wherever the Messiah was, they would be. This year, this new year, I want to encourage us that as we go on, step by step, as the songwriter said, each step I take, I know that He will guide me. He will lead me on to higher ground until the day the last step shall be taken. Each step I take, Lord, lead me on. Don't go ahead of Jesus. Don't plan your life. Don't live your life. Don't live your life without Jesus. It's a future life. Don't leave him behind. The wisest man that ever lived says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So go forward in this new year, but make sure that the Messiah, that Emmanuel, is with you. If you are not sure, then you can seek him today and find him. Jeremiah 29:13 says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall have searched for me with all your hearts. They found Jesus, that's Mary and Joseph. They found Jesus because they went seeking. You too can find him if you go seeking for him today. So it says, and it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, not being idle, but sitting down in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. The way forward is with Jesus. Don't leave him behind. Because you may sought him at a time when he will not be found. The scripture tells us of two brothers, Jacob and Esau. Esau had a valuable birthright. But when he was hungry, he thought his birthright was of no use to him. So he decided to exchange it for food. So when he had his belly full and thought about what he had done, the scripture said he sought to get back his birthright, but his searching was in vain. He had already given up on his birthright. I hope and I trust and I pray that among us today, there are not those who have given up on Jesus. You might say, well, I've been seeking him, I've been searching for many years, and I have not found him. Well, I better be. Search one more day. Maybe it's just 2 days that you have gone searching. Search another day. And when it comes to God and days and months and years, God does not calculate by us. His calculation is different. For a day in thy sight is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. So here it is. I encourage us today to seek Jesus while he may be found. Don't go another day, another mile, without knowing that Messiah, Jehovah, Emmanuel, is with you. Seek for him, for this is the day that you have the opportunity to seek for him. And he says that, and when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt thus with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowly. Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowly. There would be no need for sorrow if they had taken care to make sure that they didn't leave it behind. I hope today, my beloved brothers, sisters, and friends, that there won't be a day of sorrow for us, because when we could have known for certainty that the Messiah is with us, we neglect the opportunity. And the day comes when we sorrow, we will cry, and we will pine, and we will do all manner of things just to know that the Messiah is with us. But it will be too late. Just as in the case of Esau, when he thought on what he did and how important the birthright was to him, the scripture said he sought for it with tears. But Jacob said, now you have already exchanged it. You won't get it back. I hope, my beloved friends, that won't happen. You won't find yourself in a position where you will seek for the Messiah, for Jehovah, for Emmanuel, and you will hear too late. Mercy, God. And don't waste your time this year saying, well, I have time yet. No one knows how long we have here. It may be today is our last time we hear a message. And what good would it have been to us if we hear that we should not go another day leaving Jesus behind, and we ignored and go on, and we should usher out? It would be sad, because there would be any more time for seeking him. So I encourage us, make sure that the Messiah is with us. Years ago, we used to sing a chorus, I must have Jesus in my whole life. I must have Jesus in my life, in my walking, in my talking, in my sleeping, in my waking. I must have Jesus in my life. As the songwriter said, I can't even walk without you holding my hands. The mountains are high, the valley is low, down on my knees I cry, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't make it without you. I can't do it without you. If I live a day without you, is a life lived in futility. But today you can know for sure that Jesus is with me. If you would ask him, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Jesus is waiting. Jesus is pleading. Jesus is calling. He's calling. Open your hearts to him. Give your life over to him, and you will find that it's the best day of your life. It's the best day of your life. It's the best life you will ever live when you live knowing that Emmanuel is with me. Emmanuel, God is with me. I close as we hurry on and go to the next segment of our service by quoting the words of the poet. And it says, I must have the Savior with me, for I dare not walk alone. I must feel his presence near me and his arms around me through. Then my soul shall fear no evil. Let him lead me where he will. I will go without a murmur, and his footsteps follow him. I must have the Savior with me, for my faith at best is weak. He can whisper words of comfort that no other voice can speak. I must have the Savior with me in the onward march of life. Through the tempest and the sunshine, through the battle and the strife, I must have the Savior with me, and his eye, the way must die, till I reach the vale of Jordan, till I cross the rolling tide. Then my soul shall fear no evil. Let it lead me where he will. I will go without a murmur, and his footsteps follow still. Don't leave him behind. Make sure that he is with you. He promised that he will be with you, he will never leave, and he will never forsake. But you have to seek him while he may be found. You have to call upon him while he is near. Amen. We don't know when we will have another opportunity of calling on him. Don't go a day's journey without him and then spend 3 days searching for him when he can be found right here, right now.